again. Even this I've never expected to meet you at this place.
Get out of the way.
Move.
Clear.
This is a great moment. Big project. Tremendous reference.
That's enough.
Okay.
I was in the
and then
my friend.
Hello,
it is good to see you again.
이런 데서 각하를 만나게 될 줄 생각 못
했어요. I've never expected to meet you at this place.
That's good. It's my honor. Would you like me to step across?
각하께서 한 발자국 건너시면 사상 처음으로 우리 땅을 밟으시는 미국 대통령이 되십니다.
If Your Excellency take a step forward, you will be the first U.S. president to cross the line.
I'd be very proud to do that. Okay, let's do it. Come on. We have a good relationship. It's very important.
And then we fell in love. Okay? No, really. He wrote me beautiful letters. And they're great letters. We fell in love.
I want to read you his resume. Okay? He presides over a cruel kingdom of repression, gulags, starvation, reports that he had his half-brother assassinated, slave labor, public executions. This is a guy you love.
I know all these things. I mean, I'm not a baby. I know all these things.
I know, but why do you love that guy?
Look. I get along with him, okay?
You said love him.
Okay, that's just like a figure of speech.
No, it's like an embrace. Let
it be an embrace. Let it be whatever it is to get the job done.
He's a bad guy.
Look, let it be whatever it is. I get along with him really well. I have a good energy with him. I have a good chemistry with him. Look at the horrible threats that were made. No more threats. No more threats.
North Korean state media on Monday lauded the spontaneous meeting between Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump at the demilitarized zone dividing the two Koreas.
The top leaders of North Korea and the United States agreed to keep in close touch in the future too and resume and push forward productive dialogue for achieving a new breakthrough in the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and in bilateral relations.
Just a day before, President Trump shook hands with the North Korean dictator before crossing the border.
Stepping across that line was a great honor.
Making him the first sitting American president to set foot on North Korean soil. During their meeting, the pair agreed to restart denuclearization talks, which Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said would start sometime in July.
We thought there might be this opportunity, and the president, by getting together with Chairman Kim today, broke through and was able to get us the opportunity to get back to the negotiating table, which I'm excited about.
But when nuclear talks resume, negotiators will be revisiting old disagreements that have scuttled previous talks.
It's all leading toward...
In February, at their summit in Hanoi, the two leaders failed to agree on U.S. calls for denuclearization and North Korean demands for sanctions relief. On Monday, China and Japan praised the Trump-Kim meeting. But at home, a number of Democrats vying to replace Trump in the White House voiced concern. Senators Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris called the event a photo op. As did Senator Elizabeth Warren, who tweeted, quote, "Our president shouldn't be squandering American influence on photo ops and exchanging love letters with a ruthless dictator."
Well, you teed up the relevance of Dennis Rodman. We have him joining us on the show. He made his way to Singapore. There he is right now. Good to see you again, my friend. Dennis, can you hear me?
I'm tired. How you doing, guys?
It's good. Do you have a, what does your hat say?
What's my hat say?
Oh, good. Now I can see it.
Let's so you make have America a make- great again.
All right.
You got it right there? You got it?
I got it. Thank you. So you made your way to Singapore. How important is this to you? You talked a lot about the prospects for peace when we spoke several years ago. Did you think this moment would ever come?
Well, in my heart and soul, when I first went to North Korea, I was very honored to even be selected to go there. And once I went to North Korea, I was didn't really understand what the old situation was as far as being over there. And when I first met Kim Il-sung, I was more like, I didn't know what to expect. You know, I didn't know who he was. I didn't know what he represented. I didn't know if he was somewhere important. But I knew something was going on. But once I got familiar with the culture and the situation over there, I got really used to being there. I thought it was, felt like I was at home.
Now, you know both men. You've spent time with the North Korean leader. You've spent time with Donald Trump. How do you think the two men size up in terms of how they might get along?
Well, I think the fact that Donald Trump would understand the fact that North Korean, the people of North Korean have a heart, they have soul, charisma, and they love each other. And I think the fact that Kim Il-sung and his family understands that, I think that President Trump should understand the fact that the reason why the marshal of North Korea respects Dennis Rodman is the fact that he trusts me. And I gave him something for his birthday, and I thought I couldn't pull this off. And I said to him on his the day before his birthday, I said, I'm going to give you a present. And he said, what is that? I said, I'm going to bring a basketball team, a professional basketball team to you. He said, can you do that? I said, yes, I can. Even though I knew I couldn't do it, I said, if I fail now, it's going to be a problem. So basically, I got a lot of people together. I got Popcorn here, helped me out, my sponsor. Thanks to those guys. And it happened. And Kim Il-sung came to me and said, Dennis, you know what? This is the first time someone's ever kept their word to me in my country. And I looked at him, I always got emotional. I said, wait a minute, hold on. He said, like, someone's never kept their word to you in your country? He said, yes, this is the first time someone's ever suggested that. And I came through, and I think that he really appreciated that, the fact that he's not normally hearing someone that's trustworthy. And I think that country is normally hearing people that's always lying, deceitful, and not trustworthy. And I think that if Trump goes in there with a great heart, with his heart on the table, and let Kim Il-sung see him really emotional as far as like speaking to him, it ain't gotta be about war. It ain't gotta be about hatred or what happened in the future or in the past, the past. We'll move on to the future. And I've told people about Kim Il-sung. He's all about the 21st century. He's trying to progress his country. And Donald Trump is going to do a great job is try to reach out and make sure that our hands, Americans, our hands are always open, because as Americans, we have let so many people around the world join us to be happy in one country, that's the United States. And now we have really put ourselves on the line to reach out to North Korea, and they've been so gracious to me, my family, and the United States. So let's make this happen. If Trump could pull this off, more power to him.
Dennis, did Kim reach out to you or any of his people reach out to you? The president's people, anybody reach out to you for insight into the other side?
Well, you know what? I've talked to those guys the last 5 years.
Which guys?
And I talked to Kim Il-sung and an administration over there 5 years ago. And he asked me 5 years ago, we sat down for lunch. And he sat down and asked me, hey, Dennis, I would like to ask you three things. If you go back to tell the president of the United States these three things, and I would be willing to talk to him. And this is a true story, and I got my people here that was there that heard the conversation. He said things like, if they can move the ships back from South Korea, I would do what I have to do to listen. If you can move certain things or do certain things, I will listen. My ears will be open. And I tried to do that to Obama. And Obama didn't even give me the time of day. I asked him, I said, I have something to say from North Korea. He just brushed me off. But that didn't deter me. I still kept going back. I showed my loyalty and my trustworthy to this country. And I said to everybody, I said, the door will open.
I remember you saying it. I remember you saying it. Let me ask you something. Does Kim understand English, Dennis?
It's amazing. When I said those damn things, when I went back home, I got so many death threats. When I was sitting there protecting everything. And I believed in North Korea. And when I went home, I couldn't even go home. I had to hide out for 30 days. I couldn't even go home. But I kept my head up high, brother. I knew things were gonna change. I knew it. I was the only one. I never had no one to hear me. I didn't know how to see me. But I took those bullets. I took all that. I took everything. Everyone came at me, and I'm still standing. And today is a great day for everybody. Singapore, Tokyo, China, everything. It's a great day.
It is a great day.
I'm here to see it.
This is a historic day.
I'm so happy.
You were saying to me years ago that you thought this would happen. And I want to let you be ready for me to ask you another question. I know you're very emotional about this.
Go ahead.
This is what I want to know. Well, you're an emotional guy. You feel very deeply about things. People who've been around you understand that.
Right.
Why did you feel so strongly that you needed to make something happen for North Korea? There's so many places you could have gone in the world that have, you know, a much easier path to peace than North Korea, given the record of human rights abuses and other practices of this despotic regime. But you chose North Korea. Why?
Well, you know, I feel like, I said, I was very naive when I went over there. I didn't understand and expect all the things I was getting when I went over there. They said, do you realize what you was doing, Dennis, when you went over there? I said, no. I thought it was just another one of those things. I was just doing some charity event. I knew nothing about North Korea. I just thought I was going to play basketball and just treat the people and be happy. And that was it. But it turned out to be so much more bigger than what I thought. And I felt the fact that, you know, just listening to the people, seeing the kids, seeing the people there, and just meeting the regime, Kim Il-sung, and the whole marshals and everybody, I just felt like I just fell in love with the country from day one. And I felt like that, I guess I owe it to myself, you know, and the people around the world. You know what? I'm not in this for no money. I never started it for no money. This is not about Dennis Rodman being the greatest person in the world to lead these two people together. It has nothing to do with that. I just wanted to see it get done so we all can live good together.
Well, here's the first day.
No more hatred.
Here's the first day. Let's see where it goes. Let me ask you something. You talk about speaking with Kim Jong-un. Does he understand or speak English?
One thing about him, though, I always said about him, he's more like a big kid, even though he's small. He's more like a big kid, but he loves to have a good time. And I was saying last night or this morning that he was going around taking selfies and stuff like that. And I was saying that this guy wants to be around the world. He wants to come to America. He wants to enjoy his life. He wants his people to enjoy his life. But he just, I think that the fact that he doesn't have the tools and maybe the politics of this whole meeting is just going to happen. I think this is going to change a lot. And I hope the fact that President Trump can understand, knowing that Kim is trying to
That's the big question. I want to ask you about that in a second, but let me just get an answer to this. Do you think he speaks or understands English?
Well, I think he understands bits and pieces. If you talk about basketball, yes, he understands that.
So you think it's about what he wants to talk about? Do you think he's studied English?
I can say one thing. I think people know that Kim Il-sung is not a dumb man. I think he's understanding from his grandfather and his father. I think that he's trying to protect his people. He's trying to protect his honor and everything that has to do with his country. But like I said, that's respect. That's respect. Nothing's going to happen overnight. It's going to take time.
100%.
100%. If Kim Il-sung and Donald Trump understand that, if they understand the fact that if we just sit there and have a smooth, a comfortable relationship, smile, laugh, joke a little bit, okay, great. It ain't gotta be war. It's gotta be something that everyone can be comfortable about.
Right.
And I know this meeting is gonna be a great meeting.
Well, that's the hope, Dennis. We'll see where it goes. It had a good start. They did the handshake. There was good body language. They said the right things. You know, it's all perfunctory at this part. It's the opening ceremony, and we'll see what happens when we start getting reports about the actual policy negotiations. But you talk about the Kim Jong-un side and North Korea's side. Did you hear from the White House at all today?
Well, yes, I did. But, and the good thing about it, yes, Donald Trump reached out. He called his secretary, and she called me and said, Dennis, Donald Trump is so proud of you. He thanks you a lot. And that means a lot. You know, because after all these years, the fact that I somewhat had something to do with this North Korean situation, but I don't want to take any credit where credit is due. I think we all need to take credit. And I'm just here. I'm just so thankful to be here. I'm glad the fact that this is happening. The world saw it. I saw it. My kids saw it. So you know what? It's just hope for the best. We don't need a miracle. We don't need a miracle. We just need the doors to be open so we can start fresh and make this a better place in the world, baby. That's it.
Well, look, sometimes it does take a miracle. I mean, you know, you're dealing with some really tough things on the table here. You know, I know that you've had good experiences with the leader of North Korea, and this is a nice moment. I'm not looking to get into it with you again, but you know now things you didn't know then. There's a lot of violence.
Right.
There's a lot of negativity, and it all stems from your friend, the ruler of North Korea. You know, this man is in all selfies and smiles. He's responsible for the deaths and hardship of a lot of people. How can you be sure he wants something better than what he is right now?
Well, as we know, Chris, the fact that, you know, I'm not a politician. You know, I'm not sitting there trying to fight the fact that, you know, I'm on his side 24-7. I'm not doing everything right to say the right things to make him look like a better man, a better person. I've never been like that. I've always been like down the middle. Here it is, you know. He's a good friend to me. That's what I look at. I don't see the politics of this whole situation. I don't want to see that. I want to see that to go away. I want us to see us get along, to have a handshake, to have a smile, have a glass of iced tea. Just talk to each other friendly. I don't need to worry about the war stuff and all the stuff that's going on. I don't know anything about that. I just want to do one thing, bring sports to North Korea and try to bring that connection with us to North Korea. That's it, sports. Everything else should be Donald Trump's hands and people in the White House hands. I'm out of it. I'm just so happy just to be here, man, and just see everyone in the world get emotional like I did, cry to see it really, really happen. And Donald Trump should take a lot of credit for this because he went out the box and made this happen. So anyway, so I want to say one more thing before I leave. Can I say one more thing?
You can say whatever you want. Go ahead.
Okay, so can I thank some people, though, while I'm here? Can I thank some people?
Yeah, go ahead. But let me ask you something. Don't go on a whole tour about it, but I want to ask you something else. But thank somebody if you want to thank them. Go ahead, Dennis.
All right, so, you know, I just say thank, you know, all the good people that's really stood by me, Darren Prince, you know, Vo, all the guys that went with me in North Korea. You know, I'm thinking Chuck Daly, I'm thinking Phil Jackson, I'm thinking Jeannie Buss, I'm thinking, you know, Pete Giannopoulos, I'm thinking Eddie Vedder, the Pearl Jam, everybody that's supporting me through all these things. So, you know, I think my kids, they're still with me after all these years, all the things I've done up and down, they're still with me.
All right. You know,
I just want to thank everybody, man. And plus, you know what, I'm thinking these guys at Popcorn that supported me through this whole venture.
I got you. We see the shirt there. Goes. You got a good outfit. You got Trump on the top. You got Popcorn on the bottom. Let me ask you one more thing. You think there's any chance that you might have a role in this process? Has anybody reached out to you or given you reason to believe that whether it's the North Koreans or it's the Americans, that they may reach out to you as some type of resource here, something that is part of this mix going forward?
Well, you know what? Like I said, that's not my job. I wish that the fact that people would quit putting me in that title role, the fact that I should be involved with this whole politics stuff. I just want to be involved with the sports aspect. And if they can use me in that direction, maybe I can have some type of common sense to shine some light on what's really going on in North Korea. If Trump want to come ask me about certain things, he'll probably figure it out today. And I hope he does. But if he want to ask me one-on-one, I'm willing to do it. So, like I said, I know a lot of things, but like I said, this is Trump and Kim Jong-un's day. This is the world's day. It's not my day. I just came here because I wanted to see face-to-face in my own eyes. So thank you guys for having me on in the world. Thank you guys. I'm going to do more important things down the road. Please.
Well, Dennis.
Step behind me. Be behind me.
Dennis, it is good to see you. I'm glad you are well. I know that you're on your own journey. Stay healthy. Stay happy. And right. Please let us know what you find out about this process. It's good to see you, Dennis Rodman, in Singapore. Thank you.
All right, thank you, brother.
All right.
All right, brother.
Jim Clapper, we're looking at the moments earlier. It is bizarre, to say the least, but here I am next to the director of national intelligence, former director for the government. And Dennis Rodman, also known as the Worm, for how he played basketball, he is our best resource at this point right now for understanding the minds of the two men, especially Kim Jong-un.
I agree, Chris, and I tell
as
you...
As weird as that is
as weird as it
to
is,
say.
And
they made a movie about that.
This whole thing.
This is still weird.
This whole thing is unconventional. And believe me, I saw a Dennis Rodman I'd never seen before in the course of that interview, and you drew that out of him. There's a lot more depth there than I think meets the eye. And he does understand Kim Jong-un. And all of the rest of us pundits who are kind of amateurs and haven't had that direct contact like he has,